This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's, reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
All right, happy national holiday of opening day for you out there. All of us are decked out in our Cardinal gear. Tom Ackerman walks in, classes the place up in a sports jacket with his little Cardinal pin on the lapel.
Yeah.
Nice.
This is a Cardinal pin that I got on opening day in 22. I just think it looks cool. You can't tell that it says 2022 on it. But that was our last great year. That was the last playoff year. That was the year that Albert came back and joined the team, and it was a very, very special time. It's my belief, maybe can we get Governor Mike Kehoe, maybe any of our politicians to work on this? I believe that schools should be off on opening day. I think that businesses should consider closing for a certain number of hours, maybe restricting their hours on opening day in St. Louis. I'm being serious. I think that it's a special day that we celebrate as a region, and I think it's kind of fun to think about. I don't know if it'll ever happen, but, you know, don't other cities have big all-day celebrations?
I think you're right.
Well, yeah. I think a lot of people are conveniently out sick today.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, just give everybody, give everybody an excuse. Just one day.
Sick day of the year here.
But it's cool. And the day after the Super Bowl.
It's cool because you get a lot of people downtown today experiencing downtown, and you get a lot of people who will be down here that actually you just come down for the festivities, may not stay for the entire game, just want to be down here in the morning. So we provide all of that, too. As a company, Odyssey St. Louis, we're going to have a lot of fun parties down there today. So should be a good time. I think it's going to be a special day. You know, I said this to you guys before, and I'll say it again. I think no matter what the team looks like at the start of the year, or what you think they're going to be at the end of the year, opening day stands on its own always. It's you know, a look back at the history. It's a reminder of why we love the game, why we all became Cardinals fans in the first place. You think about family members that you'd love to continue to be here and experience it with you. Mm-hmm. There's a lot going on, a lot of emotions on opening day. So it's really, really special. I look forward to today very much. And when the day is over, I sit down at home and, just reflect on everything that happened.
Well, it's great because, you know, we can look at the Blues and we can realize that even for teams where at the beginning of the season, there weren't great expectations. Look what they've done here on this win streak that's going on. And as of today, everybody's tied for first. It's great.
It is. And it's a day that ties all of us together.
No, the Cubs are down by two already.
That is true.
So, how are we looking against the Twins? I mean, I know that there's not been a game, but I mean, the Twins were what last season?
No, they're fine. I mean, this is all about the Cardinals' young lineup trying to figure out how to produce. I mean, if the Twins, to me, don't matter. I appreciate your question because, to me, all competition against the Cardinals will be tough. I mean, it's Major League Baseball, and no matter who they're playing, if they were playing the Marlins today, I think, you know, you got to be on your game and ready to go. This is about this Cardinals lineup trying to string together hits. The best thing that could happen today from a performance standpoint, like if they lose this game, in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't matter. But if they do, as much fun as the pregame is, if they lose opening day, it's freak out time. Everybody's like, here we go again.
It would happen again.
But if they string together some hits today,
yeah,
and if they come out flying and they steal bases and they get a big home run from somebody and they get some good pitching performances, but especially the offense. If the offense comes out and hits today and gives a good feeling to the crowd, it's a lift. And I think that's the thing to watch today is how does Ollie put this lineup together? I think it'll be similar to Monday where he had Newt Barr at the top, then Contreras and Donovan. Those are three big on-base guys who can hit for contact and are good players. Arenado, four. He hit a home run on Monday in the cleanup spot. Then he'll have Burleson, five, most likely, who's going to be the DH over Gorman to start the year. Then he had Herrera, six, which I kind of like. Pajes is the better catcher, but Herrera's much better hitter. And Herrera, six, I think Herrera's going to end up being your cleanup hitter. I think he's that good of a hitter. And then you have Walker, who everyone's waiting to see when he's going to explode. Yeah. And then I love this 8-9 in the order that he had on Monday. He had Victor Scott, Mason Wynn. Those are two speedsters ahead of Newt Barr. So you basically have three leadoff guys in a row setting the table for, you know, Contreras and Donovan and Arenado. That's, in theory, what he's trying to do, create some excitement, maybe a little bit of a nod to Whitey Ball, you know, and just have some speed on the bases, some excitement back into the building. Because the Cardinals, for a while there, were kind of a stand-around, wait-for-the-home-run sort of team. They need more athleticism, excitement, youth, and that's what they're trying to inject.
Yeah, I love it.
Hopefully that happens today in day one of 162.
And Sonny Gray's pitching, right?
Sonny's pitching, and he hasn't been very good, you know, in spring training.
Has he been sick?
He was sick, but mostly his fastball wasn't there. Mm. His fastball has got to hit around 94 for him to be effective. It's not there. It's like 89 or 90. That doesn't sound like a big drop, but it is.
Are you surprised he's pitching then for opening day?
No, he's because he's healthy, but he got off to sort of a late offseason. So that's what he's saying is that he just didn't have that ramp up to get his fastball back to where it used to be. So he knows he can't blow the fastball by anyone. So what you'll see him try to do today is throw his off speed, try to hit certain spots, you know, hit certain sides of the plate, catch people off balance. He is a great pitcher.
Which so, he can do, yeah.
You know, he's
yeah.
kind of like Wainwright used to do when his fastball wasn't there. He would just sort of make you guess what was coming and people couldn't hit it. So that's what Sonny will try to do today to throw the Twins off balance. He is a former Twin. He played for them a couple of years ago, was the Cy Young runner-up in the American League. He knows them. But it'll be interesting to see how he is coming out of the gate. Cardinals have a great bullpen. The strong part of this team is the bullpen. Without question, but their starters are going to have to get to it.
First pitch is what, 310?
315 for Sonny. Clydesdale's at 230. Gates are going to open early today around noon.
Right.
Just to get everyone in the building, good 2.5 hours before the Clydesdales. And then, of course, you know about the Hall of Famers coming around in the Mustangs, the players coming around in the F-150s. It's very special. We like to play the game, who will get the loudest ovation? It's usually McGee. I think Willie will get the loudest, but I think Nolan Arenado is going to get a big ovation today. I think he's going to get a big, big roar from the crowd. Little nod saying, hey, welcome back, buddy. You know, like the fans will say, we're still here for you.
Yeah.
So I would think they'd be kind of irritated that, I mean, they understand, but kind of like, you wanted to leave us.
No, he didn't. They're irritated with the front office.
Things could be worse. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Than having Nolan Arenado in your lineup, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
All right. Well, hey, right. Good luck today. You got a long day, my friend.
It's not too bad. I'm kind of done. Yeah, I'm done around 11 or 12, and then I just go in and enjoy just like
watch the game.
You have to go between, if you're a hockey fan, obviously they have a big game tonight with the Predators. Yeah.
That game will be over.
But then you have the Cardinals.
We got the
and
Sweet,
then you have
16
Sweet 16
tonight.
Going
I'm just
going to,
I'll be like two or three cocktails deep at home watching that.
I love
Let's
it.
Let's get Tom on the radio tomorrow.
What's
morning,
that going to be, Tom? Is that going to be a beer? What's your preference when you're watching a basketball?
I'll probably sip a little. Probably sip a little Woodford tonight.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
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 Double oaked?
No, just regular.
You should try that double oaked.
I love double oaked, but that's not what I have at the moment.
Okay.
This is gibberish to me.
it's all gibberish.
It's
all right,
very
I'm going to go do a sports cast.
All right. Bye-bye. Thanks.
See you, Tom.
Tom Ackerman there with more on the Cardinals.
Go Cards. Go Blues. Go whatever team you want to win in the Sweet 16 tonight.
I haven't even paid attention to who's playing tonight in the Sweet 16.
He only cares
I mean,
about
I know the
tomorrow.
Teams that are in it, but
well,
I'm only worried about tomorrow. I got my buddies have invited me to play poker with them tomorrow night, and I committed to it. And then they announced that the Kentucky game is at 6 o'clock, and I'm like,
I'm the kind of guy
that needs to be in front of the TV when my team is playing, not distracted by should I raise the bid or pay attention to my cards. I'm concerned about this. So
there's
I've told them I might bail on them. So.
Maryland, Florida.
Yeah.
Duke and Arizona, BYU, Alabama, oh. Arkansas, Texas Tech.
Who wins, a turtle or a gator?
Yeah, Terrapins. We'll see. Hopefully Florida. I'm rooting for the SEC no matter what.
My bracket's already donezo, so.
And my wife still copied your bracket.
You know what? Michael's like, you forgot to fill one of them out. Like the UCLA game in the very beginning. Totally forgot.
Oddly, I'm way behind in both of my brackets that I turned in. And I say oddly because all of my Final Four teams are still in it. So
nice.
I'll gain points moving forward if the teams I picked continue to win. But I missed some of the early upsets, and we'll see. I guess you gain extra points as you move along. So I might make a stunning comeback here potentially if there are no major upsets this week. We shall see.
Get more at 971talk.com.